On this day in 1971, Isaac Hayes starting a two-week run at number one on the U.S. charts with Theme from Shaft. Also won a Grammy Award for Best Original Film Score with the song Theme from Shaft. Isaac Hayes on this day in 71 hitting the top of the charts. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, where we always dig back into the world of music a bit when I'm here. Number ones, anniversaries, birthdays. I also host a podcast at National Review called Political Beats, in which we talk with people in and around the world of politics, pundits and writers and analysts and think tank people and anyone connected to politics. But we don't talk political matters. We talk about our guest's favorite band or artist, musical artist. And it's a fun time. Deep dive into the discography of our artist. Most recently, Smashing Pumpkins. Jimi Hendrix is coming up next. You can find those at nationalreview.com or anywhere good podcasts are found at Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher and elsewhere. Search for Political Beats. And tonight should be a fun night. Heading to Ann Arbor for a show, for a concert featuring Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Michigan Theater. And that's nice. I saw Elvis Costello last November, a year ago, in Detroit. And, you know, making that drive from Hillsdale to Detroit and back on a school night. And I mean, it is a school night. A little tough. This time, though, it's Ann Arbor. So we're closer. If it were Detroit again, I'm not sure I would have done it. But Ann Arbor is close enough to me here in Hillsdale that it's worth the drive. I asked a bunch of colleagues here at Hillsdale who are music fans, and I've seen some shows with previously, but none of them were able to go, or I suppose had interest. Some of them just weren't interested in going to a Costello show. So I'm actually headed there alone. I mean, I'll be around, surrounded by friends and fellow music lovers, but I'm making the trip from Hillsdale alone to see Elvis Costello at Michigan Theater tonight in Ann Arbor. Very much looking forward to it. I saw this story late last night, put it on the list for today. Democrats, Harry Reid specifically, of course, when he was Senate Majority Leader, but virtually everywhere, decry dark money in politics. It's the worst, this terrible dark money, the Koch brothers' dark money, funding so many Republican operations, and you can't tell where the money's coming from, and that makes it doubly secret, bad, and terrible. Well, would it surprise you to know that a ton of the campaign cash in 2018 that helped Democrats across the country, including here in Michigan, came from a giant dark money group? The 1630 Fund, a nonprofit headquartered in Washington, spent $141 million on more than 100 left-leaning causes during the midterm election year, according to a new tax filing from the group. Money was sent to efforts ranging from fighting Justice Kavanaugh to boosting ballot measures, raising the minimum wage, changing laws on voting and redistricting, including here in Michigan. The spending fueled by massive anonymous donations, again, which I thought Democrats just hated. And why would they take advantage of something they hate so much? One gift from one person, $51.7 million. Most of the group's funders are likely to remain a mystery. Federal law does not require social welfare-focused nonprofits to reveal their donors. The story from Politico says this, which I think is funny. The 1630 Fund's rise last year is a sign that Democrats and allies have embraced the methods of groups they decried as dark money earlier this decade. It was earlier this decade, but it never stopped. Democrats have never stopped decrying dark money in politics. And B, they never unembraced these methods. They just accepted money in much the same way and didn't make a big stink about it. And now, at least in one story in Politico, they're being called on it in a bit. And I don't really have a big problem with some of this dark money stuff. I think it's hypocritical for Democrats to decry it and spend time on the Senate floor, as Harry Reid did, decrying the Koch brothers and others for their contributions to efforts like this and then turn around and accept, well, $141 million to help their efforts 2 years ago. Operating under different trade names in 2018, like Arizonans United for Healthcare, Floridians for a Fair Shake. Demand Justice, the group helmed by former Hillary Clinton press secretary Brian Fallon, also ran out of 1630 fund money. They spent millions of dollars on TV ads about Brett Kavanaugh and got a bunch of money from the 1630 fund, this dark money organization of the left. $27 million went to America Votes, a liberal nonprofit. Tens of millions went directly into state-level politics, and here's where Michigan plays into it. Group gave $6.25 million to a group urging passage of a Nevada ballot measure promoting automatic voter registration. And, here you go, $6 million to a Michigan group pushing for changes to the state's redistricting process, which, you might recall, was successful at the ballot box in 2018. Democrats and liberals got $6 million worth of dark money to assist in the effort from this 1630 fund. One donor gave $51.7 million. One donor gave $26.7 million. A third gave $10 million, all, again, likely to remain anonymous because that's how things are set up. Pretty hypocritical, if you ask me. But then again, the left has never tried to play by their own rules or the rules they set for others. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Back to wrap up hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up in hour three, Ron Rademacher, Alexander DeSantis, and some guy named Steve Gruber was at the White House yesterday. He'll talk to us in hour three of the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.